we have a life update for you guys today with truly a good amount to talk about. Also, Trump, Bible, two words that we didn't necessarily know we were going to hear together, but they are, and a good amount of Christians are not happy with it. I'm going to share why I kind of like it, and I actually have no clue what you're going to share, Morgan. That is what's happening. Let's talk about it. Trump Bible. Morgan, kick things off with, he released a video introducing this Bible. It is called God Bless the USA Bible.
Okay.
And here's just a few small kind of snippets put together courtesy of CNN of what he had to say about this new Bible.
For being on top of it.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Wow, that's hilarious.
How can you watch that and not chuckle?
Yeah, you have to just laugh.
You gotta chuckle.
It's pretty funny.
Morgan.
In me personal opinion.
Should I share first or should you share first?
You should definitely share first.
All right. The Archon's chuckling. The Trump God Bless the USA Bible. First, we have to realize what is happening here, because I was seeing headlines. It dropped, you know, maybe a week ago, five, 6 days ago, and you had a lot of Christians on social media outraged.
Outraged.
It isn't that Trump said, you know what, I'm going to create my own Bible and add stuff or take away stuff. To my knowledge, it's the King James Version Bible in its text, in the entirety, but there is the Declaration of Independence in there. There is the Bill of Rights in there.
Yeah, so you can't be taking these Bibles on mission trips and handing them out.
Why not?
I guess if you want the people in Nicaragua to learn about the Declaration of Independence, then go for it.
It's a Bible that has been released with, is it Greenwood? Well, I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
Yeah, that guy.
He is part of this collaboration. But to my knowledge, I did hear that Trump does get a cut of the proceeds. Listen, I get how Christians could see what has happened here, see the statements by Trump. They could say the timing of this, Trump needs to pay his legal fees, so he's doing this Bible sales. Okay. You know, I've heard it all.
I'm sure he's doing just fine to pay for his legal fees.
I heard they got reduced significantly.
Cheers.
What are you eating there, baby?
A donut.
Couple days old?
Just one day.
Listen. I tend to, Morgan, you tell me what your thoughts here. I tend to not get quite so on edge and appalled with Trump as maybe some others.
This is true. He does not.
I just don't. I'm not saying that I think he's the epitome of a Christian man. I would say I question by the fruits of his life. Even though I appreciate a good amount about him and about his presidency, and I hope he gets a second presidency at this point, but he's given us plenty to question, you know, where he's how serious he's taken his Christian walk. That video, it makes me chuckle a little bit. But before I just write it off and bash it, call it blasphemous, say how dare he, there's a couple ways I look at it. One, I think there are probably among the outrage group that hate this, that he's done this, probably some of those would say, and Morgan, you can tell me if you don't like this comparison, would probably say, I really like The Chosen. The Chosen. When I look at The Chosen, I see a show that, even in director Dallas Jenkins' words, much of it is our own creative liberties, and then there's a very small amount that is true biblical accuracy.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
But what is kind of the big shtick of The Chosen, whether you like this shtick or not? What is their big shtick? People are watching The Chosen, and it is increasing their desire to go read the actual Bible.
Okay.
Could that not be what is happening here with the Donald Trump co-signed and endorsed God Bless the USA Bible, that people are going to buy it and pay the $50 or $60? It seems a little pricey to me.
That's very normal for a Bible, people.
Okay, but then Morgan said that's very normal. I guess I'm a little out of the loop on how costly Bibles are these days. I think there are going to be people that buy it because Trump endorsed it, because they're patriotic and blah, 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 and end up taking more of an interest in actually reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Is that a fair thing?
That's fair.
In the comments, right where you're at. My second thing is I think about Scripture and my mind, it goes to something I read, I think it was yesterday, the Apostle Paul. He's talking. You guys might know the verse I'm about to share. How can I not consider this verse in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1, it says, "Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice." Could Christ not be being proclaimed through this book? Trump, again, he's...
Well, it is the Bible.
through this book, getting out there in more hands. Is Trump taking away from actual Scripture? Or in his endorsement of this, is he... And again, guys, I'm just making my case here. You guys are allowed to say what you want. Morgan, you're allowed to say what you want. I'm pleading my case. Is Trump taking away from the text of Scripture? Is he adding to the text of Scripture? Some might say, well, he's added the Declaration of Independence, or whoever created this Bible has added the Bill of Rights. But it's not actually people that hopefully don't think that's actually the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, when they read the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. So... I'm looking at this, I'm kind of chuckling. Is Trump genuine when he says that the Bible is his favorite book and that he's got many in his house? Maybe not.
Well, 2 Corinthians is his favorite verse.
Maybe not, but I really don't mind this so much. And in fact, I'm kind of rooting for it, that it's going to get in the hands of people that may actually read it that weren't going to and really be changed by it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Now, I must say that I completely did. I'm just kidding. No, I'm pretty much on the same page as you. We were actually just talking to our friends we had dinner with, and we asked them what they thought, and the wife, her name is Maddie, she said, "I just think it's so annoying because, like, he's pretending to be this Christian guy and he's just not. There's not fruit. And, you know, like, I'm just afraid that, like, him doing this, not necessarily the Bible stuff, but just, like, him acting like he's this Christian man, is going to, like, push people away from the Christian faith. Because they're going to see him and be like, that guy's a Christian, I'm out." And I totally get what she's saying. And I've definitely, like, had thoughts like that about people, maybe even Trump, I don't know. But I feel like I'm coming to this place where so many people have talked about, like, church hurt. And, like, I've been hurt by a pastor, and that's why I walked away from God completely. And I'm kind of like, if you are going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not through Trump, not through his God Bless America Bible, not through me or Paul.
American, where at least I know I'm free. Keep going. This is background.
No, no.
Is this not a little you're inspiring?
You're going to get demonetized.
No, because you're going on a nice little, like, you're getting into it, and this will just add to it, and people, their hair on their arms will stand up.
No, it will not.
Just let me try. I'll go really quiet.
I'm going to unplug your mic, and you won't even know, and the rest of the show, your mic will be unplugged.
Just keep talking. Keep talking.
So, anywho, that's where my mind is like, you've got to have your own relationship. We can't be afraid that... Babe! I can't get my thoughts out. I barely have two live brain cells right now.
My apologies. I'm done.
The fact that I'm here...
I'm done. I apologize. Yes, babe. That's so good. So good.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even think you heard a word I said because you were singing that stinking song.
Donald Trump.
Anywho, yes, that's my point. So I'm not too worried about people looking at Trump and being like, he's a Christian. I want nothing to do with it. It's like, we're not called to look at other people and be like, oh, they're a Christian. I want to be a Christian. That's not, you know, so, yeah.
I want to get to some of your all's pushback, but also I'll say I think some people can get a little, personally, a little carried away with the whole Christian nationalism thing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That word is used in so many ways now, but... I just... feel like it's okay as Christians to be patriotic. It's something to actually that we can kind of celebrate and praise God for. And the idea of, oh no, now we're mixing Christianity and politics, Donald Trump. I'm just kind of like, I think we can maybe chill a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried of like, he's a Christian nationalist. I can't believe you people support him. Like we said and have said literally so many times, Trump is not the picture, spitting image of what a God-fearing man is.
I'd rather have a Trump. I'd rather have a president who, the week before Easter, even if, like the Apostle Paul said, even if the motives aren't good, mm-hmm. and maybe this is a reflection of me being just given too much of a pass, perhaps. But I'd personally rather have someone who's up there being like, I support the Bible, than someone who's, this is Trans Day of Visibility, mm-hmm. and I'm going to kind of let that overshadow Easter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So. And I'm hoping in my heart of hearts that there is a seed of the true gospel in Trump's heart. And that seed occasionally shows its face, mm-hmm. and that seed will grow, and that when he dies, he's going to go to heaven.
Woo. Judah is moving like a little.
I thought you were saying woo, like that was a good statement for me.
Amen. Hope we see him there too. Hope we see all y'all there.
Let's see what you guys have to say, and then we'll get on to some life updates, some life update action. Archon is in the chat. I'm going to take over the computer and mute Paul's mic. Okay, it was not that bad. I think...
It was very distracting, babe.
Next time I'm saying something that's like pretty good, start just quietly singing a good song and just see if it doesn't elevate.
No, I will not do that.
Archon, thank you for your super chat. First super chat of the day. We appreciate you, brother. All right, let's see.
I think we got a super chat like when we weren't even live.
Oh, we got a super chat right here from Mark Moore is in the house. I didn't even see it.
I'm not going to be able to find it. I'm sorry.
Mark Moore, thank you for your generosity, bro. Thanks, so I Mark. Hear that Kentucky 1425 shields are being placed at the U.S. 60 Man of War Boulevard intersection on the west side of Lexington tonight. Mark, you must have...
How do you know these things?
You must have the insider's scoop... that I do not have because I am not aware of that.
Brittany says, are you going to react to the last 24 hours with? That's right. We never did do that, did we?
Well, we can talk about it a little bit here. Susanna N, thank you, Mark Moore, for your super chat. I did not know that. But I will keep my eye out if something suspicious is happening right under our noses here in Lexington. Susanna N says, it's promoting the Bible and while also promoting the good USA foundational principles, I think that could be a really good thing. Susanna N is in the house. Let's see.
Did you guys know it was April Fool's today? I was only fooled twice, so I don't feel too bamboozled.
I think I was fooled about twice as well.
Really? Who?
In the live chat, what was something that you hopped on? Because social media is where you get fooled the most, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. The Instagram stories, man. They get me.
You hop on social media. What was something that fooled you today? Write it in the live chat. Morgan, I want to hear yours and I'll share mine, but let me just get to a few. Let me get to a few more of these just to see. IK, what's up, IK? Shout out to the patrons in the house. Considering that he cannot seem to hold the Bible upright for photos, I have concerns. Maddie says, the irony of Trump using a Bible, and guys, I'm genuinely looking for pushback to see if it'll make me, you know, quiver.
Oh,
if it'll make me second guess my position. The irony of Trump using a Bible, Jesus who paid the ultimate debt, to pay off his legal battles, LOLOL. That's for Maddie. I don't totally know if he's using it to pay his legal bills. I think that's probably a stretch, but who knows?
Who said that? Did you say that?
I mean, I've seen some people saying that.
I mean, yeah, who the heck knows what he's using that money for?
Zach Ingram says the Bible is inexplicably linked to those founding documents anyway. I think it's a solid way to remind Americans that they go together. Zach, I appreciate the comment. I don't necessarily think that you could call them inexplicably linked. Inexplicably is what he said. I don't think that is necessarily like you can make that case, but I do think there are definitely, you could make a case that our country, there were strong Christians that were upholding Christian principles that held the Bible in high esteem, that were some of the founders of our country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. People weighing in here.
I guess Judah really liked my donut because he's just like doing spins right now.
Christina says, maybe he did. I mean, could babies experience a little bit of a sugar high?
Yes.
Christina says, I think if it ultimately encourages people to read the Bible, that's about as good as an outcome as we could hope for. I just hope they don't conflate the Bible with the American documents. Yes. The Archon says, I don't understand how anyone could think Trump is a Christian. That's not what me voting for him is about. It's about his policies that line up with what I want for the USA. Fair. Fair. All right. Let's move into some life updates.
But first, shout out to Criselle. Thank you for your super chat. It is a pear character dancing under a rain of confetti, taking his hat off to say, you are amazing. Thank you, Criselle.
Thank you, Criselle. We appreciate that. These pears really know how to bring it. All right. The Archon is saying, can we please get the thumbs up higher? I completely agree with the Archon. I keep seeing other people kind of agree that they're okay with Trump doing the Bible thing. I thought we'd be getting more pushback in the comments.
Very good.
IK says the founding fathers, and this is coming from a teacher, so listen up. The founding fathers based their documents in common law, which are influenced by biblical principles.
There we have it.
All right. Morgan, I know someone asked about the Josh Benson, our thoughts on that. Maybe we could kind of tie that in as we go with the life updates.
That sounds great.
But I think the first life update should be, what are we about to do?
Well, if you guys follow us on Instagram, specifically me, I shared recently that we're moving. Eighth time, baby.
Guys, this was Morgan's about to kind of share why, but I'm still kind of like what's happening? Yeah. Like
I know, same.
We're about to only have one bathroom.
What? I didn't even share that part yet.
Oops.
So we've been in this townhouse for 2 years now.
It's been bliss. It's been bliss.
It's been great. We've really liked living here.
Crack this bad boy.
Every time I talk, Paul does something to distract you guys. I don't really appreciate that, babe.
You have a right to not appreciate it. I apologize. Once again, I apologize. I'm not even gonna sip into the microphone. Go.
Go ahead. I know it's killing you not to. No, sorry, people.
Orange green bubbly, very good.
No, it's not an April Fool's joke, by the way, that we're moving. Yeah, that's legit. I've been talking about it for the past 2 weeks now on my Instagram. But we are moving into a house, no longer a townhome or apartment. Woo! It's not the first house that we've lived in, but it's the first house that we've lived in with a child. So that's very exciting. And then we got another one on the way. And this one has a fenced-in backyard.
Big.
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 Big fenced-in backyard. And it is literally brick by brick to some of our best friends' house. So literally, we got the keys today to the house. And I was just like, me and my friend, we were both just walking back and forth, la, la, la.
There are some serious perks. Serious perks to this move.
Yes.
Even though I was blindsided by it.
Well, we had kind of said, we're good to live here for another year. It's 3 bedrooms, 3 toilets. So, can't complain. And, it's in a really nice neighborhood, whatever. But I was kind of keeping my eye out to see if anything popped up specifically that had a backyard.
Which I didn't know she was. I was very happy.
And so this house literally right next to our best friend's house popped up, and I'm like, saw it and was immediately like, no, I'm not living there. It's a downgrade in size. This is 1500 square feet. The new place is 1000 square feet, right over 1000 square feet.
That's pretty small. Yeah. When you're talking four people.
Yeah. No garage. Definitely losing things in one bathroom, which we've lived in places that only has one bathroom. So it wasn't huge, huge thing, but also was kind of it's nice having more than one toilet in a house, especially for a gal who has IBS.
No one's going to argue with that for sure. That's true. It's just the truth.
It's just the truth. But there were just bigger pros, and also I just felt the Lord has been working on my heart and me and just being really grateful for what we have right now, rather than always looking to the future of being how are we gonna make more money, how are we gonna get here, how are we gonna do this, blah 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 blah, and rather being man, I'm so grateful for right where we are. This is enough. This is plenty. And Paul's dad said it really well, which was exactly what I feel the Lord was speaking / revealing to me, which is you can either never have enough or you can make what you have more than enough.
And in all seriousness, I think someone could maybe really hear this tonight.
Yeah.
Because this was something that when Morgan came to me and she shared what ultimately she's sharing right now, coming to this place, the revelation that the Lord gave her, the peace, that kind of the new outlook, this is big. This is, it really allowed, I was just man, I just feel the Lord is all over that. There is blessing all over that. What was the statement my dad made again? And the statement was after I was Dad, this is what Morgan is sharing with me. And it's just such a blessing to hear. And he said this, and it really was great. What was it again?
You can either never have enough, or you can make what you have more than enough. And yeah, I just think that that's so good. And so, such a healthy mindset to have. I feel like, specifically as YouTubers and social media, whatever, people, and anyone who's online any amount of time, for any amount of time, like, you see, like, there's this grinding aspect of, you gotta grind, you gotta make all this money, you gotta be this successful, and then you gotta get here and here and here. And there's this pressure to, like, really be just so successful in any job. But, you know, this is what we've been doing now for 7.5 years, and I've just felt like, you know, watching other influencers and watching them go from house to house to bigger house to bigger house to fancier car to fancier car.
Well, then in the case of Nate and Sutton, bigger house, and then they downgraded.
They did.
Purposefully.
Yes, and they had a very similar revelation. And it's exhausting to live that way. Like, that's exhausting. And I wouldn't say that Paul and I have ever really bought into that lifestyle of, like, we gotta be so fancy and have all the, but, like, has there been this, like, pressure slash even, like, a desire of, yeah, I want to make millions and I want to have the nicest, biggest house and be able to show it off to my following? Like, totally, yeah. And that's just so dumb. And as we've had kids, Luca, and having Judah on the way, it's just really, like, the Lord has shown me what is truly important in life. And it's the community that you have around you, the little tribe of people that you, like, raise your kids with. Like, that's so important. That's more important than the house that you live in,
and
to me.
Even though there are certain things that I really like about the place we're at now, including the multiple bathrooms, and it's, like, all brand new and whatever, it's, and Morgan encouraged me in this, to look and see what is truly important. Mm-hmm. And right now, having a backyard that's fenced in for Luca and then soon Judah is more important than the 3 bathrooms.
Yeah.
And more important than the brand new kitchen and nothing ever needing fixing.
We're still renting, so, I mean, anything we that's broken, we just call and they come and fix it.
Also, the perks of living next door to good friends that can help Morgan out, help us out, you know.
We can help them out and just, like, be raising our kids together and living life together, encouraging one another in our walks with the Lord.
Yeah, it's figuring out what is truly important.
Yeah.
So that is a really cool thing for us.
And I'm so excited to, like, really, like, I mean, it maybe sounds dumb, but, like, to push my creativity just with the house that we have, and, like, really, like, being super intentional with every little space that we have and making it functional but also cozy and cute. And, like, there's still that fun aspect of decorating a new house. And so I'm pumped. Yee! But
love
we are
it.
Renting.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Next thing that we had in the life update. You know what I think we should do, Morgan, instead of doing the Josh, because we did not prepare, which, not that it needs preparation, but rather than do, like, the reaction, our honest reaction to the Josh Benson church chat video, we'll make a post on Patreon, or maybe make a video just for our patrons. Letting
well, I feel
know.
Like we did kind of, we went live, or we did a Zoom call with our patrons, and I feel like we kind of filled them in.
That's true.
We gave, like, our thoughts on that and where we were going, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. All right. That's for patrons only this time, I suppose. But one of the life updates that I did want to share was this. And yeah, we did talk some in our patron Zoom call, but I wanted to invite you guys into this. So, with the 24 hours with, it's a very exciting kind of, like, I don't know, there's a lot of different emotions with it, adjectives with it, with, like, scheduling the upcoming guests. because we want there to be good guests. We want them to be like, you know, influential in the space. We want there to be like challenging conversations that can be had. So there's a lot of thought process, hoping that they agree to do it and whatnot. Right now, we have our next.
Okay, for our patrons, we'll make the post.
We'll make the post. Yeah, because not everyone was on there.
Yeah, sorry.
Patron, get ready on Patreon. We will post our honest thoughts about the Josh Benson video. But what I was going to say, we have currently, this is a very, it's like a thing that's constantly growing and living and moving. It's an organism, a living organism of our upcoming guest schedule, because we have like several in the works. We're in communication of, hey, let's get you on to be a next guest and seeing how this can look and so forth. But we have pretty much our next two guests scheduled. And I just wanted to say, I'm about to be just vulnerable with
maybe
you guys.
Maybe even three.
But our next two, I'm about to be vulnerable with you guys about something. Morgan is as well. But I want to share this guest in particular first. We have a woman coming on in our next two guests, and this is just going to be, I think it's going to get the biggest reaction yet.
Yeah.
But I'm just really intrigued to see how it goes. This woman, I've known of her for a while, and I respect her walk with the Lord, her knowledge of the Bible, but she is controversial. And there are even things for me that I've seen with her, without telling you guys who it is or anything really about her, I've seen things with her that I'm like, whoa, that was intense. I'm not so sure about that. So we're gonna hash that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then, now this is where it gets really interesting. Our guest after this, or one of our next two guests, Morgan, give a kind of prelude to this person.
All right. Well, our patrons know who it is.
Our 24 tier patrons are already giving us questions for this person.
Yes. But this person, we're actually going to film with them, but their episode won't drop till May probably. Because the other person who Paul mentioned will drop in April. But anywho, besides the point, we're going to film with them this weekend, and they are what we would call progressive Christian. And
in the truest sense, I would call this person, there's, you know, different levels, different layers to it, but I would say progressive, like,
yes,
clearly a progressive Christian.
Yes, someone who has deconstructed in many ways, if not always. I'm not honestly sure. We're going to ask them to explain, like to share what they would call themselves.
Very vocal about,
yeah,
this person's beliefs and where they stand in regards to being a progressive Christian.
Yeah, and honestly, like, we're not sure what this video is gonna look like. We're not sure if, you know, at the end of it we're gonna be like,
this is just being vulnerable with you guys. Like, we've been wrestling, yeah, we've been having conversations, Morgan and I have, preparing for this, where we've been genuinely wrestling with what we kind of wonder,
yeah,
how this is gonna look coming to, yeah, what Morgan was saying was coming to the end of this, and we're like, The goal is unity.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is unity within the body of Christ, asking the hard questions, getting deeper, and finding the common ground, pushing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But what Morgan was about to say was, we're wondering if we get to the end of this. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just wondering if we get to the end of this video and this time with this person, and will we be able to confidently say, like, yes, like, we are united brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not sure. So it's going to be very interesting. We are excited, nervous to film this episode. So if you guys have it in your mind to pray for this weekend, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I think it will be, no matter what, I do think fruit will come out of this video. And I think that it's going to be beneficial to the body of Christ. This episode, so get ready.
I agree with Morgan. I would genuinely ask you guys to please, you know, we're heading out here in a few days. Please be praying for this, because I want it to be an episode that meets people and furthers the kingdom of God, gets people thinking and challenges them, perhaps people that are maybe on a journey themselves. And then I want there to be good fruit from it, while also just being real. Like, I'm a little bit nervous that I think this will likely be the most challenging interview and video that we've potentially ever done. And I really would appreciate your all's prayer. I've been really seeking the Lord on it, spending time in the Word, researching, and I'm hoping to see good things come from it. But it's just the reality, I think, one of the few times where we're thinking to ourselves, we may get to the end of this interview, be face to face with this person, and say, brother, I don't think there can be true unity in the Spirit with you. Like, that's just a very sobering thought to face to face on camera say that. I don't know how it's gonna go. I don't know what we're gonna say, but I think that is very much, I don't know how it's gonna end when we're wrapping up our video, but that is in the realm of possibility.
All right.
Starting to sweat a little bit.
Goodness gracious.
Let's see what a few people are saying. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. And I just felt like before we kind of drop this episode in the future, like I wanted to go ahead and just kind of let you guys in on some of the thoughts behind it. Mm-hmm. Jackie Olson says, must be someone pro-choice. Dana says, I'm definitely going to be praying. Some people are throwing some guesses out of who it might be. Maddie says, it's so interesting, and I think you guys do such a graceful job navigating it. Thank you, Maddie. Maddie. Thank you, Maddie.
Maddie, thank you.
Suzanne N says, are y'all wondering if they're even a Christian or more concerned about other areas?
We will answer that after this video drops.
I mean, that's a good question, Susanna, and I guess that will, we'll all have to wait and see on this one.
Yeesh. Maddie says, I'm now becoming Maddie.
That sounds kind of nice. All right. That said, I did want to say, with the, just this 24 hours with project, you guys know by now, it's a huge project. It's a huge undertaking. We desire to see unity in the body of Christ by having raw, real conversations that sometimes you're not going to see face-to-face believers have online. If you guys want to support that, we can't do this without our patrons. And right now we are at 26 $24 tier patrons or 24 hour tier patrons, where they get all things 24 hours with the bonuses, the early access watch parties with us and so forth. Can we get that number up? Let's do it.
Yeesh.
Let's do it. And right now there's 4 more slots. What do they get?
You will get a handwritten letter note from us, merch, specific 24 hours merch. It's stickers and a cute little pin that says, that has like the 24 hours with logo.
And here in a few days when we start traveling, you'll be getting behind the scenes of our travels. But yes, if you guys want to support us and what we're doing, the mission of this project, a patron at any tier, huge blessing. And the link is always below. Morgan.
Yes.
Tell us about, because obviously people who've been following along with our lives for a little while, they know that the pregnancy with our child, Luca, praise God for Luca, Grace Oligus, it was a traumatic pregnancy, did not go as planned.
Pregnancy was fine. Birth was traumatic.
Thank you. That is correct.
Yes.
And now we are approximately 3.5 months out. April. No, not half. May, June, July.
Like exactly 3 months.
3 months out. Tell us, like, what kind of delivery are you planning on having for this second child?
I will be having this little bubs at the hospital, but I am going for all natural or unmedicated birth this time around.
How likely do you think that will be, just an unmedicated?
I mean, as long as nothing like insane happens, I'd say it's 100% likely.
Because, you know, so many women say, like, I want to go unmedicated, and then, like, right, that intense pain hits. Medicate me, doctor. Shoot me up. Shoot me up, doctor.
Yeah, I'd say the fact that I labored for 30-something hours naturally last time around on Pitocin, I think I can do it this time around.
Hit me, baby.
Without Pitocin.
I believe you.
No Pitocin.
I believe in you.
Yes, I can do it with the help of my helper, of my helpmeet.
I'll be there to help you, baby girl. You know I will.
And my doula. And my mother. And all the other people. But yeah, no, I feel confident. I can do it. I'm excited. And less terrified. Way less. I'm not really terrified anymore. I'm just like, let's do this, God. So,
dude, I like it, man. I feel like I'm like watching Stinking Warrior. Mulan or something.
No, Audrey, Roman Panda, I will not get the epidural.
Is she predicting that?
No, she just said, get the epidural. Oh, my goodness. No, no, no. I want nothing to do with the epidural. Keep that crap away from me. If you got it, ladies, you go, girl. You do you, but I don't want that crap in me.
Doubling down.
Yeah. So, yep. 3 months. Exactly. July 1st is the due date. Oh, boy. I'm going to labor at home for as long as possible. Maybe I'll accidentally have the baby at the house. Just kidding.
Babe, if I'm just being real, yes. I've purposefully not really thought about it that much.
Yeah.
Because it does scare me a little bit at the thought of something going wrong again. So I'm really, again, like, I haven't even really had to, like, go to the Lord that much with it and so forth, because I just haven't purposely have not thought about it very much.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still a little ways out, but
yeah.
I really hope that, yeah, we see things go smoothly and it all goes according to plan, more according to plan.
Yeah, I think I feel very confident that it will not go how it went the first time around. One, I'm more educated. Two, I'm starting out at the hospital. Three, I have a larger team. And yeah, just again, I'm more educated on what happened the first time around. And so that's just not gonna happen this time around. So, I mean, even if my water were to break like it did last time, like, we would do things differently. I would immediately get on the antibiotics, and that really probably would have solved all of my issues. But I did not have the knowledge to know that first time around, and my midwife did not make that clear. So, yes.
The past is in the past.
The past is in the past. Let it go. Let it go. That was horrible.
Do you want to try to sing that, like, actually good?
I can't remember how it goes.
Don't make me sing it.
Because the past is in the past. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Better. Sometimes you sing and it's just like you're purposely so bad.
So bad.
And I'm like, dude, you're good. Like, why don't you sing well? Come on.
I guess I feel like part of why I don't sing well sometimes is because I'm afraid if I try to sing well, it's going to sound bad. And so I'm like, I'll just go ahead and sing bad. And then no one can be like, wow, she's awful.
That's living in fear.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm hoping not another C-section. I'm really rooting for that.
Ooh, no, please.
It's hard. It's hard when things go, you know, I feel like in life there's things that you encounter that test your faith. But then when like the crap really hits the fan, it tests your faith. It makes you question like, God, are you like involved in this at all? Or are you just kind of like watching? I'm hoping, you know, that.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I'm hoping that. I have to be able to say, like, I have to. And I do say this from a genuine place. If things were to really go south, you know, that God still loves us. He still cares for us. I like the verse where Jesus said, if your earthly fathers, earthly dads are so flawed, but they still want to give good gifts, how much more our Heavenly Father is going to give good gifts to those who ask? Like, He cares. He wants to give us good things. He cares for us. So come on, Lord.
Yeah.
Come.
And as much as, you know, the first time around was horrendous and traumatic, like, it was wild how much peace the Lord gave me specifically. Now Paul over here was a wreck.
Should have passed that over to me. Pass me a slice of that.
But I was over here like, the saints and
danger. I was watching my wife peacefully move to the next life.
Oh, no. True. So true, babe. Oh, funny but sad. Yeah, Paul's probably going to have to work, pray on a couple of these things before the due date comes.
Ugh.
You're going to have to face this, babe.
Hey, I appreciate your all's encouragement. I know.
Your sister keeps texting me and she knows.
Hey, shout out. I mean, there are patrons on here.
That we're alive. How rude.
There are patrons in the chat right now that I genuinely consider close friends, that I know, like, as it gets closer and maybe say we're like a month out and then the nurse is like, the baby's not where they should be and so forth. Like, there are people in the chat right now, specifically patrons, that I know, like, I can go to and call and talk to, and they would be great encouragements to me, as well as, you know, my dad and people here in my life. So yes. I'm very grateful. Very grateful for them. And also, I did want to say, and then let's just open it up to Q&A. Let's open it up, you guys. Where do you guys want to go with this? I did want to say, in giving like the shout out for supporting the 24 hours with and just supporting what we're doing online, we have 26 24 tier patrons that
crazy.
Each month are supporting us, supporting this project, the mission behind this project. And we have several of them on the live right now. Like, can we just take a moment of silence? No, not of silence, but to just applaud them. Thank you, guys. You all mean so much.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. Seriously.
Seriously. Thank you, guys. I see Archon. Obviously, the Archon is a staple in the channel. IK's in the house. Several others. Means a lot, you guys. Means a lot. Susanna N.
Yeah, we love y'all.
All right. Let's just open it up. What do you guys want to talk about? Q&A. What's going on in the world? Morgan, I saw, obviously, everyone's been talking about the Nickelodeon documentary.
Right.
That's starting to settle down a little bit. I think people are coming to terms with the reality that there's a lot of crap.
Although, April 7th, they're dropping a fifth episode with Drake Bell again.
It's not even done yet?
Yeah. Well, this is like a bonus episode, I think, because they just had like so much content. They're like, bonus.
Do you think they lined it up at all with the P. Diddy stuff? Because it's like, now it just feels like it's like all coming out.
Well, that's kind of what happens. The ball gets rolling and...
Hey, rolling, rolling.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look at that and I'm like, I'm sorry, but are parents just that desperate for, I don't know. I don't know what it is that there's so many parents that think they can just plop their.
I'm sorry, but the mom that they interviewed, who her daughter was getting emails from the creeper dude. I just have no, I am so just jaw dropped shocked by this lady and her reasoning. One, as to why she didn't call the cops immediately when a man sends what he sent to her. And two, why she was letting her young daughter email back and forth with this grown man. And three, the reason she allowed her daughter to get into entertainment was just like, I just wanted my daughter to be happy. But yet her mother wasn't super involved in Hollywood and swore, we will never let, she was like, I would never let you be in the Hollywood industry because of how disgusting it is. And then she goes on and has her own kids and puts them in.
Well, so there's those people that just respond so shockingly, not taking the stuff seriously. But also, it's just the parents that put their 13-year-old kid in Hollywood in the first place and just kind of trust that everything's going to work out rather than if you're going to do that, you better parent them closely. Don't be sending them off to.
Drake's dad did a great job, it seemed like.
Well, I'm even thinking, and I already mentioned this to you, but Justin Bieber's mom, who seems to be a genuine Christian. And it's then you see, I'm just wondering, what did Justin Bieber go through? I saw a video of him and P. Diddy, and it's just or him signing with Usher. It's scary to think about. And that's having a mom who's a Christian.
Yeah.
Why are these parents just kind of sending, seemingly, and we don't know all the behind the scenes, but kind of being all right, rah, rah, good luck, into such a godless, sexualized environment. You guys help me understand. It's scary to think what Justin Bieber probably went through and encountered as a young person.
I know. It's sad. It's just really sad.
Switch of a Star said, Drake's dad was not like that. He was looking out for him. It was his mom, unfortunately, that still trusted the man when Drake's dad told her not to let Drake.
He literally begged her, do not let this man be alone with Drake. And what does she do? Oh, she lets Drake go have sleepovers with him.
Absolutely. That's madness. That's madness, it would seem. Maddie says, I don't think I would let my kid in Hollywood. They would have to have some astronomical level of talent for me to ever consider it. But all these parents think that their kid is that person with an astronomical, and maybe some of them are with the astronomical amount of talent.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Mark Moore says TD Jakes may be involved in the Diddy mess. I've been seeing stuff. I don't know.
Are you serious?
I don't. Well, even Lecrae talked about going to Diddy parties.
No.
Yeah. And I'm not saying this to slander Lecrae. He literally made a video and said, I went to a couple, I believe, Diddy parties. And then he said,
proud of that, or
he was just kind of and then I ended up, he said I saw some stuff and I left. But he said he went to a couple. And he was talking about another party where he saw stuff. He didn't specify if it was a Diddy party or not. So, these people are going to these parties.
Oh boy. Tragic.
IK says, I mean, Usher discovered him. Usher is the reason he exploded. Yep. Sierra says, have you seen Alexa and Carlos Pinavega and the Unplanned podcast. Need to get them on 24 Hours with.
I was just thinking of them actually the other day. I was like, they would be cool.
Wait, which is the Unplanned podcast?
I don't know. Oh, that's Matt and Abby.
That's Matt and Abby.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm adding them to the list right now.
Yeah, if anyone has connections and wants new help.
I'm going
to
add them right underneath Lecrae, right between Lecrae and Dallas Jenkins. What? Wow. Alexa. How do you spell her last name?
P-E-N-A-V-E-G-A.
Penavega. That would be so fun to have spy kids. To have, well, the other one's married to Meghan Trainor. Her brother's married to Meghan Trainor.
Or her brother in the movie, yeah.
No, that's a real life brother. They're a real life brother sister.
Absolutely not.
I heard that. No, I did. No, they are real. Someone Google it. Are the brother and sister? No, no. I am being 1,000% serious when I say no. Listen, hear me out. Listen. Stop. When I really like the movie Spy Kids, and I like the prequels and the follow ups. I remember really liking it and then being told they're brother and sister in real life.
Yeah, well, that person was April Fool's and you, bro.
Someone Google it. I think you're wrong. I think they're
absolutely
really...
Absolutely not, Paul.
Sierra, is that confirmed?
No, they aren't, Paul.
I don't think people are just lying to me for no reason.
They are gone. Oh, my goodness. No, they are not.
If indeed they are really not, which it now is starting to make, it's starting to seem that that's the case, it makes a little bit of sense how one could get married to Meghan Trainor and the other one be a Christian in Hollywood. Christian Meghan Trainor. Which way, Western man?
Siblings go separate ways.
Which way, Western man?
Oh, goodness gracious.
So they're not brother sister?
No, babe, they're not. Not even remotely.
No, they aren't, Paul. Well, this is news to me because I literally for the last 18 years, thought that they were brother and sister in real life, and I really like both of them.
Well, we would have half of the siblings from Spy Kids and 1/4 or 1/5, I don't remember how many of them were in Big Time Rush. Big Time Rush,
yeah. Her husband is Big Time Rush. Oh, we got to get... See, all I did to our list was add her name. I'm adding both.
Wow, babe.
Well, because I didn't know that she was married to a star. What's his name?
Carlos.
Carlos.
And they have the same last name. That is what is insane.
Huh? Are you really going to...
Before they got married, they had the same last name.
You are lying through your teeth. Happy serious? April Fool's. You think I'm an idiot? I'm Patrick from SpongeBob. That's real cute.
Guys, babe. Tell them.
You
guys right.
You are conspiring against me.
That's
serious. The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's the weirdest, most confusing thing ever.
You're a good one, babe.
I'm dead serious.
That's real funny.
Yes, they did. No, they didn't. They merged their... No, but...
Babe, are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious.
I mean...
What were their names then before they were married? Somebody tell me.
Babe, there's like one in a trillion chance.
She was Alexa Vega and he was Carlos Pena. Pena.
They both changed their name to a new one. So they both changed their last names and created one?
Okay, that's really confusing. See, I thought it was like her last name was Vega and his last name was Pena Vega. And then they got married and
Can somebody get on this?
Well, that's a very like...
Archon says, Morgan, please.
Where is no, Carlos from? Because that's a very, like, Spanish, like, my brother-in-law is from the Dominican Republic, and, like, his whole family, like, his mom's last name is husband's name, then her last name. So, like, Zapata something. It's confusing. I don't even know.
Yeah, good try, babe.
But way dang to try it. To get me that would have been fools. Great. You guys should have gone along with me, honestly.
I mean, it sounded like you really thought that.
I did. I thought I had read an article, so clearly we've both been bamboozled. Oh, Carlos is Dominican Republic. Wow. There we go.
We need them on the show.
We do, yes.
Go, you guys, go to Paul and Morgan Instagram. I will probably share after this and after we do our recap for
patrons. We can't get them until like...
No, for patrons. After we do our recap for patrons about the Josh Benson episode,
yeah.
I will probably hop over to Paul and Morgan Instagram and share... I'll give it a little more time. The number one, because I'm having people write in. I was going to say, go write in the question box, who you want to see on the 24 Hours with future episodes. But I will probably announce like the number one person that got the most recommendations, the most times their names were written in the box. So go write it in.
Good.
Go write it in. All right. What else do you guys? Let's get to a few more questions. A couple more questions.
Yes, that is my old last name. And now it's my middle name because I accidentally did that. So my middle name is Renee, but it's gone. Like,
so it literally is just gone.
It's just gone. I don't have any documents now that say like Morgan Renee anything.
How do you
it's
feel
just...
about being girl erased?
Gone girl.
Gone girl. Your middle name is Gone Girl.
I mean, I'm not mad about it because I like the name Holly, so it works. But, yeah.
R.I.P. Renee.
Yes.
R.I.P. Renee.
You should have Carl on 24 Hours with. That's hilarious.
Duck Dynasty for 24 Hours with. We do have Sadie Robertson on our list. We have not reached out to Sadie yet.
But you know who I want to do 24 Hours with? Cy Robertson. That man.
Is he the uncle?
Cracks me up.
Well, let's
he
add,
was my favorite character.
Let's add him to the list.
My favorite person on that show. He's amazing.
We will put him right between Candace Owens and Jessen Gabriel.
Can you imagine if we had Cy Robertson?
It's just spelled S-I, right?
Yes. That would be amazing.
He'd probably come on the show.
Yeah, I feel like we could get Cy on our show.
Let's see. Aw. Mbazi with a super chat. Thank you for your super chat, Mbazi. Morgan, will you pop that up there? Mbazi says, thoughts on Nate and Sutton having another boy like
so
y'all. Morgan, you talk to Sutton pretty regularly. How does
yeah,
how
like
does she
every day.
how do her and Nate genuinely feel about another boy?
They are genuinely pumped. Yeah, like Sutton is like, I guess I am just truly meant to be a boy mom and I'm totally fine with that. Like, she's like, I'm going to have four daughters eventually whenever they all get married. So
that's a good way. That is a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I actually told her to look at it that way. So
that was you. So she was not looking at it that way before you said something.
Well, she had said something about, I don't know, actually, I can't remember who said it first, but one of us said it. And we're like, that's brilliant. I'm going to take credit.
No, that's seriously good. That's good.
No. Yeah, they're pumped. I think it's hilarious. She told us, she texted me like several weeks ago when they had the results back and she's like, we have the results. Yes. You and Paul, yes. And I was like, ah. Obviously, I'm going to say girl just because, you know, you got three boys, but I have no idea. And Paul said girl as well. And then she's like, and a boy.
Praise God for the gift
so
of
funny.
Children, no matter the sex. Thank you, Mbazi, for your super chat. We got a super chat from Salvatore Volcano. No, not Salvatore Volcano, just Salvatore. Salvatore, what is up?
What is up? Why do you complain so much? I mean, Paul doesn't ever like read these things before he just starts going, and I'm like, bro, you gotta learn to read things.
Ooh, okay, what's it gonna change if I read it beforehand? We're still gonna read it now.
Still. Why do you complain so much about women's clothing when Jesus was very explicit in his command to gouge your eyes out first? Why do you complain so much, Paul?
I think that the post that was presented, the meme that was presented to Josh and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Sydney.
I was thinking Katie for some reason. I was like Morgan, help me out here.
He stared at me and I was like,
I was like, help me out without making me look like I forgot. I know his wife is Sydney and she was great.
Yes.
I could not think of her name. I knew it was Sydney. I knew because I literally just posted that reel today.
Yes, you did.
I thought that the post that I presented to them, the meme, was very reasonable, particularly for Christians. Christian men, you are responsible for if you lust or not and allow yourself to lust towards a woman. And obviously it goes both ways, Christian men or Christian women. But the meme was, Christian men, you're responsible for whether you lust or not. Christian women, dress modestly. I think that's a reasonable meme. So there, I'm literally saying both sides. So the appreciate your super chat saying, why do you obsess so much, or however you worded it? It goes both ways. There, the perfect balance, Thanos.
Okay, great. Thank you. Moving on. Also, my name is pronounced Mbabazi. Mbabazi.
Well, what have I been saying?
Mbabazi.
What have I been saying?
You've been saying Mbazi.
I apologize. Thank you for correcting me.
Mbabazi. I can guarantee you we're not. He's definitely not going to remember, but.
I got it.
I will do my best. I mean, it really is pretty self-explanatory if you read it. How it is M-B-A-B-A. So where did you get Mbazi? Like, where'd the other ba go?
You're calling me out live on the stream, huh?
Maddie says, Paul's name remembering game, 0.
Hey, who said that?
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, dude, once I get corrected, I am pretty spot on.
Yeah. Definitely.
Thank you, Mbabazi.
That's true, IK. Paul has remembered your name for quite some time. Every now and again, he kind of starts to say, IK.
Thank you, IK. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. All right.
Last question of the stream. You guys know how this works. Bring us home with something fun, something interesting, something that we can all jump into, get kind of quirky with, nothing too heavy. Let it rip. Last question of the stream. While people are writing them in, if you're one of the ones sitting behind your keyboard that can't think of one, here's something you can do. Hit that thumbs up.
Oh my goodness.
You think I was drinking a Monster energy drink or something.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm just drinking orange cream bubbly. Orange cream, the taste that you will not forget.
We did watch Quiet on Set, Octavia.
I'll be honest, like, I was really intrigued, and I watched the first episode, about half of the second one, but then for me personally, I was kind of like, I get what's happening here. Like, I get it. I think that I understand. And I even watched, like...
Paul doesn't like all the details of things.
Well, it depends what the details are. I watched several chunks on TikTok of the Drake Bell portion of it. So I was like, I don't really need to keep watching this and just getting more icked out at the depravity of it all, the sensual depravity. Like, I got it. So I kind of moved on.
Yeah.
The Archon, this will not be our last question of the stream, but Morgan can just answer it very quickly. What's the first gardening tool you're going to buy for your new house?
Well, I was using my neighbor's shovel, little shovel, which I thought I had one, but apparently I don't.
Spade?
Sure.
Spade.
Oh, brother. So maybe that, unless I can just keep using hers.
IK says, you're face to face with greatness and it's strange.
Face to face with greatness and it's strange. What can I say?
You're welcome.
You know, Paul played that song for Luca for a while, and one day I was just listening to the lyrics and I was like, this is a really bad song. We need to stop playing this for Luca.
A really bad song? So, that's a little bit dramatic.
So we stopped.
Okay. It's not
bad.
That's a little bad. That's a little dramatic.
Bad.
There's one line. And no, you don't, you gotta understand
several.
You gotta understand the context of the line.
No, literally several. He says, he lassoed the moon and the sun. He created the world. He did everything. I made everything. Blah, 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 blah.
But he was also like, you got the sense he's kind of a fraud. Like, that was like the whole first half of the movie.
Still, but he's calling himself a demigod. So. Not cool.
It is very self-absorbed, IK. I would totally agree with you.
Yes.
All right. That's a pretty good one, Octavia B. Let's see. I'm gonna find it. Hold on. Let me find it real quick. Well, that's a pretty good one. The Fosters asked. That's a man. Oh, these are tough.
Well, yeah, he says there's no need to pray. No need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome.
It's kind of like, I'm the one you'd pray to, yeah. And you don't need to because
he's
I'm
saying,
right here.
He's the one you'd pray to.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Morgan, there's a lot of good ones.
All right, well, you just tell me which one.
Paul should be an auctioneer. Thank you, Konami. Remembered her name. I pronounced it bad for a while. And I got it now. Konami.
Oh, goodness. What can I say? Oh, great.
Oh, and here she goes.
No, I will not.
Mark Moore had a good one there. What triggered IK to quote that line from that song?
I don't know, honestly.
Pretty good one there.
That's hilarious, Maddie. That's a good idea.
What?
She said you should combine a move-in vlog with a move-in vlog in your hobbit house you're building.
You are just really building all kinds of the houses.
Honestly, I got a lot going on.
You gonna take a break from the hobbit house for a little while?
I can't. I must keep going.
Really?
I don't know, actually. I'm pretty tired.
I was going to say, because you're really expending a lot of creative energy. Like, I know I've just seen your dream boards.
Yeah.
On the new place.
I got vision boards. I got some rough drafts.
All right. I got it, Morgan.
Okay.
We are going to go with this one. Morgan, just scroll up a little bit. It's a question by Octavia B. She knows that I like movies.
Okay.
And she, Octavia B, asks, what is the worst movie you have ever watched? In the live chat right now, write it in. What is the worst movie you have ever watched?
Does one come to your mind, like, quickly?
Okay, there's one. There's two. I have two that have already come to my mind. But I'm going to think through it a little bit more. I'm going to think through it. Three. I got three in my mind. And we're talking like, if you guys follow me on,
I know.
If you all follow me on Instagram at Paul Olgus, I do movie reviews fairly regularly. I'm thinking though, like when I rate movies, I'll give it like a 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 8.5, whatever. I'm thinking like for it to be the worst of all time, it's got to be a 3 or less.
I would give this movie a negative 5,000.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, let me read a few of what they're writing in, and then we'll share ours.
You're going to have to tell me what it's called, because I can't remember. But you'll know.
Let's see. This might give some more suggestions.
Oh, I think I know. Hang on. Wait, I got to figure it out.
Dana S. says, love your Hobbit house.
Thank you. It's been a fun project.
Mark Moore says, Saving Winston. I've not seen that one. The live action Avatar The Last Airbender, Maddie says. Really? Pizza Man. Okay, who's heard of Pizza Man?
Never heard of Pizza Man.
Dana says. Lily says, Turning Red or the new Mean Girls movie. I'll be honest, Lily, when the new Mean Girls movie thing started, like, you know how sometimes stuff plays when you don't even click on it on the streaming services? It started playing and I was like, ugh, no thanks. So I can imagine that the new Mean Girls was garbage.
Yeah.
Turning Red also was not very good. Just the whole
bad movie. That was terrible.
The whole theme of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Konami says she's too embarrassed to say. You gotta say it, Konami. Avatar, Katie says. Mother with Jennifer Lawrence. Octavia, that one looked super weird. Crystal Moon. Never heard of that one. Roman Panda says Eternals, which I purposefully did not watch because I heard it was bad and it looked bad to me. So I get it. Roman Panda.
Crystal Moon?
Don't know that one. Oh. No, Eternals.
Oh, Eternals. Yeah, we never watched that.
That signaled the downfall, the very drastic downfall of Marvel.
It's true.
Food Fight. The Archon says, I'm going to get hate for this, but Pitch Black. What is Pitch Black?
You mean Pitch Perfect?
You mean Pitch Perfect, Archon? What is Pitch Black about? Girl on the Train. Yeah, that one looked rough. Fat Boy Chronicles. Never heard of that one. The original Top Gun. Because the main character was so arrogant and prideful. Oh, but Top Gun was good, though. Abby? The first one was better than the second one. Her with Ryan Gosling. Have not seen that.
Mm-mm.
Carousel.
Have not seen that.
Carousel. Dune Part 1, worst ever, Anita says. Dune Part 1.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like Dune Part 1 either.
But the worst movie ever? No.
If I went back and watched it now after seeing the second, I'd probably like it a little better, but yeah.
Bridge to Terabithia. I like that one, Konami. Yeah. I like that one. That one touched my heart. Sure. It touched my heart. It touched my heart.
All right, I'm going to tell you mine.
Hit me. Oh, the Vin Diesel sci-fi movie, Pitch Black, the Archon says. What's yours, Morgan?
All right, what's that one movie called? We watched it one time years ago with Daniel and Angela.
Oh, don't you dare say Princess.
No.
Whew, I thought you were going to say Princess Mononoke.
What is it?
So it's not Princess
Monty Python or something?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Yeah, is that what we watched? It's horrendous. They're like in tights.
Oh, Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh,
Morgan, come on.
Literally horrendous.
I mean, it's got a few maybe little inappropriate parts, but that is a classic.
Horrendous. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I look over and our friends are just like cracking up and I'm like...
Because it is a comedy classic.
No, it's absolutely awful. Awful.
You're saying that's the worst movie of all time?
Of all time.
You might as well go ahead and throw out Princess Bride while you're at it.
No, Princess Bride is a lot better. Much better. Thank you, Octavia.
Oh, Octavia. Come on. Do you see my hair? That is what it does to my hair when I hear you say that. I am going to... Oh, Napoleon Dynamite. No. You guys are...
Oh, agreed.
No.
Agreed.
You guys are throwing slander at some good ones.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Thank you, Konami. Napoleon Dynamite is excellent. I was going to go... So I have a few movies that are just trash.
Okay.
But I was going to go with something that's a little more well-known. I wouldn't say Inception was the worst movie ever. IK mentioned Inception. I think, though, that that one is one of the more overrated movies. Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's a great movie.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
But you're not saying that's a worse movie.
Some of the
you've ever seen, right?
No, but it's not. It's overrated, in my opinion. Some of the genuine worst movies. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
District 8. Ugh.
Never seen it.
The movie, I think it was called 2012. It's one of those like world-ending movies.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was that one. It was terrible. But I was actually going to say the one that I just was so disappointed with, Happy Feet.
Wait, I liked Happy Feet.
Really?
We watched that movie so much growing up.
Well, the first part of it, and I'm like, okay, this is fun. And then it just takes an incredibly depressing global warming turn.
Mm.
Terrible.
You were probably a little too old to be watching that movie, babe.
Happy Feet. Happy Feet. Happy Feet is so bad, Katie Howard says. Thank you. Thank you.
Honestly, if I watched it now, I'd probably be like, yeah, that was terrible.
Surf's Up, oh, 1,000 times better than Happy Feet.
Surf's
guys,
Up was great.
Thank you for being here. Love you all. Good to be back with you guys. And just stay tuned. Stay tuned for what is to come. Because there's some fun stuff in the works. Love you all. Be praying for this weekend, for this video that we told you guys about. Be praying for it. We greatly appreciate you. Be blessed. Have hope.
And be free. Bye.
Hey guys, as you may have noticed, we get very few brand deals. A big reason for that is because we make unashamedly Christian content.
We've had brand deals taken away from us because people who don't like us reach out to them and demand that they cancel us.
Due to the fact that we stand on what the Bible says and we don't conform to culture.
Which is why our patrons, the names you see here, are so important.
You guys really are the lifeblood of this ministry. We could not do it without you all.
If you guys believe in this content and you want to partner with us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Paul and Morgan Show or click the link in the description.
Go team. That was the one.